Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It appears that the numbers are sort of wavering as we go from day to day here in North Texas.
Yeah, you're correct, Chris. You know, one day they'll inch up and then they'll fall back. So we're hoping, we're very optimistic that hopefully we're reaching a plateau, which means if we can reach that plateau, hopefully we can get on the back end of the curve and start seeing a decrease.
And we do remain above 4,000 patients hospitalized with COVID across the region.
That is correct. We're about 4,082 as of last night. That's 27% of our available beds. The one thing I will tell you, though, we're running a very high pediatric. We're running about 162 pediatric COVID-19. That's some of the highest we've ever run.
I know a lot of people are reaching out to get these free testing kits from the federal government. What do you hear from your experts on those? Do they have confidence they can be a good tool here?
They think it's going to be good for a couple of reasons. One, if people can have these available and test themselves, it's going to hopefully keep them from coming just to the emergency room to be tested. And many people, you know, look at those long lines at the public testing sites and just go, you know what, I don't think I'm going to wait. So we're hoping people are going to use these, and we hope it's going to be an effective way to stop the spread.
During all this talk about Omicron over the last month or so, have we seen a related bump in vaccination rates, especially with the boosters?
We've seen a little, but I will have to tell you, when I talk to the places that give vaccines and when we look at the public health records that come to the respective counties, the testing has increased tremendously. Unfortunately, the vaccination rates have not followed that same trend.
We were talking a year ago about so-called COVID fatigue. Does it seem like that has only multiplied as time has gone on?
Oh, absolutely. And with Omicron, it's really gotten even worse. And the reason is so many of your colleagues, when you're in the critical care teams and even other areas of the hospital, you may have to be in quarantine for at least 5 or 6 days if you test positive. So we've had shortages in the workforce already. And now when you add Omicron, you lose another 10, 15% of your workforce. It's really made fatigue even worse than before.
And this Dallas County milestone is quite astounding, the fact that we have had now 500,000 confirmed cases in Dallas County alone. If you and I had been talking 2 years ago and I said, you know, there's going to be a virus that's going to infect 500,000 people in Dallas County, what would you have said?
I would have been almost just shocked. I mean, truly, this started, as you well know, as an epidemic and became a pandemic. And now it's time for us to get people vaccinated and make it go even back to an endemic. Kind of like the flu. We all got to work together.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.